Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, February the 14th, 1887, Thomas William Cox was laid to rest in the churchyard of the Holy Innocents Anglican Church in St. Thomas. He was the patriarch of the Cox family, whose many descendants include his great-great-grandson, Mr. Martin Cox, former Director of Finance and Economic Affairs and head of the public service of the Government of Barbados. We know something of the story of Thomas William Cox and the remarkable family he founded because of the genealogical research conducted by his great-great-grandson and published as an article entitled My Barbadian Ancestors, Unraveling the Invisibility of Enslavement, published in the Journal of the Barbados Museum and Historical Society in 2020. Martin Cox's article not only gives insight into his own family's history, it provides a great example of how individuals in Barbados can trace their family histories using local records. According to Martin Cox, there is no birth record of his great-great-grandfather Thomas. However, at the time of his death in 1887, he was said to be 76 years old, and his place of birth was given as Grand View. Based on this information, Cox estimates that his great-great-grandfather was born a slave in about 1810. He found no trace of him in the slave registers for Grand View Plantation in St. Thomas, but notes that there were several other plantations of the same name, including one in St. Peter, which could have been his place of birth. The first official trace of Thomas Cox is in the record of his marriage to Betty Nell at the parish church of St. Peter on the 1st of August, 1842. According to the research by Martin Cox, the first reference to Betty Nell is on the slave register at Friendship Plantation in St. Lucy, where she is listed as a one-year-old infant in 1823. At the time of their marriage, both Thomas Cox and Betty Nell were listed as labourers at Whitehall Estate, St. Thomas. The records also indicate that Thomas Cox was baptised on the same day as his marriage. The couple moved to Mallard's Chapman Village, then to Carrington Village in St. Thomas, where they had 11 children. From the research by Martin Cox, we know that Thomas and Betty Cox prospered in post-emancipation Barbados. The militia tax return of 1875 shows that Thomas Cox owned 1.25 acres of land in Carrington Village. He owned sufficient property to be included in the list of voters for St. Thomas from 1868 until his death, a relatively rare achievement for black men in those days. In his will, he provided for his wife and his 10 surviving children by allotting a share of his land to each of them. From humble beginnings, Thomas William Cox, who died on this day in 1887, founded a family that would grow and prosper in Barbados over succeeding generations.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.